Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. Joining me today is one of my favourite comedians who not only wrote and starred in ITV's Transaction, she also recently learned to play the guitar, which is, according to her, the most bisexual instrument of them all. It's Jordan Gray.
Thank you, Will. That's really kind. I do enjoy you as a person. You're really nice. You always say nice things and you're very funny. And you're really smart. But normally, those two things do have to go together. You usually have to be smart to be funny. But they're not both. Usually one outweighs the other. But you are so, like, outwardly clever and funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or the other way of looking at that is I'm not funny or clever enough to outweigh each other.
Right, so they just balance each other out. Cancel each other out.
That's so nice. Can I put that on my poster?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Jordan, can I have your phone, please?
Yeah, you can. Right, I've got a boomer phone. It's in a little case. Is that okay in this day and age to have a little case?
A door on your phone?
Yeah, like I've actually got a paper train ticket in there and everything. I'm a woman out of time.
Amazing.
What else is in there? £20 note. I've got cash, I've got a paper ticket, and I've got my tablets as well. Sorry, I hit the microphone with excitement.
Can I get your pills out, or is that
you can get
the line,
pills out if you like? Little blue pills. Don't confuse them with the little blue pills that you've got in your pocket, Will. We don't want to be going home with each other's tablets.
No.
What a ridiculous farcical situation that would be.
My willy's broken. That's the joke. I got a broken willy.
Well, I wish mine was, Will. I wish mine was, but here we are. Mine's going strong all these years later.
Another bit of cis male privilege there. It's even good when my willy's broken.
So my little tablets.
Oh, I've pushed them down too far. Oh,
no, they'll never come out now.
That's exactly what happens with my willy. Oh, no.
So I take eight of those. I take four of those a day, which accounts to 8 milligrams. Do you want me to get in there with my... do you want to keep going? What is that? It's like an otter trying to open a clam. You got to smash it against the rock.
I put it on my tummy to do it, don't I? Yeah. This is it's a beautiful case. I struggled with it a lot.
Opening the case?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the trick, you see.
This is a case me expressing personal character, a kind of lifestyle, nature and elegance, simple luxury.
Where are we getting that from?
Says it on case.
I have never seen that before in my life.
It describes you perfectly, doesn't it?
So what's happened is every time I've opened my phone, I've taken that message in subconsciously and never read it.
I think your success over the past 5 years can be down to when did you get this case?
5 years ago.
Yeah. Just before Friday Night Live.
If you look in really tiny, it says also get your penis out on live TV. And it's just subconsciously gone in.
Is it a bird? Is it a case? I don't know. Could you please open your phone, unlock your phone, please?
Right, there we go. 69, 69.
that's the other funny number.
Right, the first thing that's come up is that I'm currently watching that documentary about the Unreal tournament on Netflix, so you can just scroll away from that.
The Unreal tournament?
You know, like WWE. Mm-hmm. I've never seen wrestling in my life. I was just telling your wonderful producer Hugh. I've never seen it, but I will watch a documentary about the making of anything at all. So I'm really enjoying it. It's like behind the scenes of WWE, and I've been walking along watching it on my Netflix on my phone.
Walking along?
Yeah. Watching a landscape video.
You really are a boomer. That's crazy. Yeah. Walk along with your little case flapping in the wind.
He's flapping as well. Just leaving a little trail of estrogen, like breadcrumbs for Hansel and Gretel.
Poor broken-willed men like me will walk behind you, go, oh.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. So you give me your phone. Right. How do you feel about this transaction?
Hey, that's really good. That's a successful transaction.
Yeah?
Yeah, thank you.
Not as successful as the one on ITV, which famously I read through.
You did?
For.
You, thank you
I
for
didn't
doing
get
that.
Cast in.
Mm. But isn't that the nature of a read-through?
Like yeah.
So you were reading for a couple of characters, I think.
Mainly the stage directions.
Which, very difficult to cast cast the stage directions unless you've got a very meta narrator.
Yeah, I guess they decided to just do the camera moves rather than have me describe
Although,
them.
The way the world of TV is right now, we are trying to save a lot of money. Somebody at some point would have gone, can we just read everything that happens instead of spending all this money on sets and people moving?
But it's very funny, great show. You should watch it. You should watch it if you haven't already. You shouldn't.
Thanks.
You did it.
I did. I saw it in real time.
That makes
Although
sense.
I couldn't see it, could I? Because it's my own eyes.
Well, until you watched afterwards. Mm. Or can you only see it through your perspective even when watching it?
Yeah, I live in POV, like most people.
Hey.
Never look into the past, though. Scary place.
No. Look into the present, and the present is your phone. So you have an Android phone.
I'm really scared about what's going
to
come.
Well, I've scrolled across to the Google page. You know the sort of like internet.
Suggested things.
Yeah.
But what is there? What is there?
Five ways to build self-worth without reassurance.
I'm really sorry.
Well, Jordan, she has not she's not spilt the tea, but she has pulled the microphone, her headphones out. I mean, you don't really need them. You can hear me anyway.
I can
but
hear you fine.
Can you help Jordan put that thing back in the hole?
It's fine.
Should we have a read of this article, do you think? Okay, so number one is build self-worth with follow-through.
Right.
So shit yourself.
Yeah. That's the opposite of how you'd be confident.
Well, it's really confident to follow through with a fart, isn't it?
That's true. No, you're right. You're right.
The most confident of all farts is a follow through. Tolerate emotional uncertainty.
I can't do that. I'd never be able to do that. So, emotional uncertainty.
Yeah.
So, like, your emotions flip backwards and forwards.
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm absolutely blowing in the wind, mate. I've got no idea what's ever going to happen, and all of it terrifies me. That's why I'm like this. Why do you think I'm like a cartoon? Everything is terrifying.
But you approach it with such confidence and joy.
Well, that's the first one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. She's doing well.
Yeah.
Build self-worth by replacing validation with self-acknowledgement.
No, I need you to tell me I'm doing a good job.
You're doing a good job.
If I was doing this in a vacuum and that came up, I wouldn't know if it's funny. But then I saw your producer's face and shitted himself, which is the first one on the thing, because you thought it's so funny. Yeah. And I thought, this is a good moment. Lean into this embarrassment.
So that's just Google telling you that's what you want. It also says that you want Pikachu and Pals Go Wild. Pokemon theme park opens in Tokyo.
1,000% want that one. And I really wish you'd started with that one and not the deeply embarrassing one.
Then Minecraft play Mounts of Mayhem today.
Ah, it's really good.
Incredible.
Do you play Minecraft?
Oh, I've played Minecraft.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have to sort of stop myself playing it because otherwise I will just play it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Because that is all those things that you just said about confidence and making your own confidence and stuff. In Minecraft, you could do the set goals, sure. Or you could set your own little goals. Like, I wanted to build a really cozy little market town.
Yeah.
So I did, and I made it, and it's called Spicozy Market Town.
Spicozy.
And people from all over the world come and see my little market town. And I built a flower store, and I built a little food store, and a little cafe. And there's nobody else in there, because it's just me. I don't play with other people online. It's just me and my little sandbox. But yeah, happiness from your own goals. And you just, it's the pursuit of those goals.
Yeah. So are you secretly a huge nerd?
Yeah, and my whole history, as you will see, is it's half Minecraft, three
Incredible.
Quarters Minecraft.
Incredible. Right, I want to see what else is on here. The background, very beautiful background picture.
That's my wife.
That's your wife?
Lovely wife, Helly, bless her. She will not have known that was going to be the picture. And the lock screen is a Pokemon, and in and of itself, that is a...
I'm going to lock the screen now. Yeah. So looking at this, that is...
You recognise it?
That's Eevee.
That's Eevee, and do you know why it's my lock screen, Will?
Because,
if you had to guess for metaphorical reasons?
I'd guess because you love hairy stuff.
That's it. And there's no extra layer to that.
You love the number 133 and Eevee's the 133rd Pokemon.
Is it 133?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've met another nerd. This is really great. I sort of suspected. It's because Eevee can change into many different things.
Yeah, due to its unstable genetic code.
Yeah.
Which is what it says in the Wikipedia. And as I've said it there, felt transphobic, actually.
Eevee's missing a chromosome, and that's why we love it.
Because Eevee can evolve in several Eevee-lutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not me doing a pun.
I am only in real time realising you're reading it off the screen. I thought you just said it. I thought you just knew it.
I did know it.
You did. You probably did know it because of Pokemon.
Because actually the producer wrote the script and wrote, what, I'm looking at what I think is an Eevee? And I was like, what the fuck, you? Of course that's Eevee. And he was like, no, I know. But he thought I was, I mean, I wear this jacket. He thought I was too cool to know.
Right.
So now I knew. I am reading it.
Yeah, but you did know, and it's just reinforcement.
If I didn't read it, we'd still be talking about Viagra.
Do you know what it is? It's because you're really good at jokes and wordplay and puns, and you busted out Eeveelution like you thought it was really clever. But then I thought, no, you could do better than that. You must be reading it off a screen, because it's called an Eeveelution.
It is actually. That wasn't a pun.
That wasn't a pun.
Pop quiz! Can you name all of the Eeveelutions?
Yes, I can.
Can you? Go on then.
Mm. Flareon is the fire one. Jolteon is the electric one. Vaporeon is the water one, which is my favourite because I think it'd be really nice to touch in real life, like sort of a dolphin and a dog at the same time. Leafeon, is the grass one. Espeon is the psychic one. Sylveon is the fairy one. Mm-hmm. Umbreon is the dark one. And I think that's all of them. But then the potential other ones that they might bring out is Steelion. What have I missed? Oh, Glaceon, the ice one. Have I got it? Oh, I got a little thumbs up from your producer.
You got double thumbs up there.
And I'd like all of them. I'd like all of them on top of me, all sort of rummaging around like little babies.
I'm going to look at your screen time, Jordan Gray, because we look at people's screen time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, your screen time.
Right.
Weekly average, just under 10 and a half hours a day.
Now, can you tell me, based on your running of this podcast, how is that? Is that good or bad?
It's on the slightly higher end.
Is it on the higher end? What I noticed, it's 7 hours of YouTube.
7 hours
And I was
YouTube,
like, I haven't consumed that much content, and it's because I put on those rain videos at night to sleep. So then, obviously, that's throwing off the mean average.
So you don't have, like, YouTube Premium where you can just close the... You just got it wide open.
Yeah.
Do you turn the brightness way down? Or do you just close your boomer
I close the door.
You close the door.
I've only just in real time thought that I could de-brighten it. Like, as you said it, I was like, I'll do that tonight.
I've influenced someone in real life. This is amazing.
How old would you think I am based on this conversation?
Based on this conversation, like 63?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my average. That average.
Yeah, but apart from all your woke opinions. What, so you're watching rain videos. Is it the same rain video each time?
Yeah, I'm realising as I'm talking to you that I'm a creature of habit, and it might be to my detriment. Yes.
Okay. I thought the conversation in here had got too nerdy, but out there, Hugh, the producer, has asked about this rain video, because what Hugh does is he watches Minecraft rain videos to get to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so wholesome. That's so nice. So, like, the Minecraft... The reason it's so wholesome and lovely is because it's got like a day-night cycle. So you can build your little house, and in the day, all happy, and there's little cows knocking about. But then at night, the monsters come.
The mobs.
And it sort of, the mobs, thank you. Yeah. And you sort of kick into like a primeval million-year-old DNA of like, I have to get safe before I get eaten by some prey. Yeah. And it's like this weird cycle of being like really scared and really happy. But then they added like a full-on weather cycle to it. So now you can just sit in like a little dirt hut you've made and look out at this pixelated rain. And it's like an old Commodore 64 where your imagination would do most of the work to make a pixel into like a baseball player. You look at that rain and you're like, I know what rain is like. And you project rain onto it, and it's better than normal rain because you're actually in a house.
Yeah.
Will, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night?
Not very well.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I think it's something about lying down that pushes all the thoughts into the awake bit of my brain.
Like liquid, thoughts. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you're vertical, it's all like, oh, I've got to do this and that. And then you lie down, it's like, one day you'll die.
So you one know? Thought prevails and it's that.
That's the main one. But then I'll sometimes try and listen to stuff, but sometimes the stuff just wakes me up more.
Yeah.
And then my wife will often listen to Mistborn, which is a fantasy novel.
Okay, nice.
With read by a man who talks like this.
I like it.
Which
like
is beautiful.
Like a sort of Sam Elliott thing.
Yeah, but then every so often he tries to do an accent, and it'd be like, Vin ran away, and then Dachshund said, sure, what would we be up to? And you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. That's what I listen to. Is it yours mostly rain?
It's all rain.
Yeah.
I love rain because it's an equalizer. It's a common denominator. No one's out doing crime in the rain. Because they get wet. Unless it's like a wet-related crime. I don't even know what that would be. Unless you're like the wet bandit from Home Alone. Because like I could walk safely in a thunderstorm because no, there's not going to be any undesirable ne'er-do-wells because they're all inside.
Yeah.
There was doing crime inside.
A load of racist riots in Northern Ireland, and they genuinely stopped because it was raining.
Yeah.
Amazing.
As well they should.
Thanks for letting me judge your screen time, Jordan. We're going to take a quick break now whilst I feed the podcast some rare candy and see what it evolves into. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's nice.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio with me, Will Seabag Montefiore, the only podcast with built-in malware. Hey, there's sexy singles in your area. You want to touch them? That's not what the ads say.
Want to touch them? Question mark?
I added that. I riffed that, and I shouldn't have done. That's not what was written.
That's what made it real. If AI had done it, it wouldn't have done that little bit in the end. But that's human error that you applied, and it gave it a certain sort of warm quality.
Yes. Je ne sais quoi. Do you get any ads that make you mistrust your algorithm?
Yeah. I think that when people say like the machines are always listening, everyone's always listening, I know they're not listening because I transitioned 15 years ago and I still get adverts for penis enlargement spam. I don't think that's what I'm going for. If you were really listening, you'd know that I was not interested in that anymore.
So you haven't delved into that?
I don't. Well, it's like, what am I going for here? Like, that'd be like one step forward, 3 inches back, or whatever the expression is.
Yeah.
I riffed that. I was going to think.
That was good.
It wasn't perfect, but it's the start. It's the nugget of a joke.
Yeah. Nice to see the nuggets of a joke. I'm going to look at the nuggets of your search history. That's really a segue. I just said the word that you said again.
This has turned, it's like a deconstruction of the art form, and I'm proud of you for doing that.
Thanks.
Like, you're growing as an artist.
Yay!
Right, here we go.
Instantly struck here, you've Googled your own name.
Yep.
Common practice?
Yeah, that is a day's worth of Googling that.
Yeah.
And I do think it's important to stay abreast of my own movements online.
Or a penis.
Or a penis. Or a boot. I stay a tit of my own actions.
Yeah.
That's good. I shot on your joke. I'm really sorry. That's a good joke.
No.
No.
Don't apologise. Okay, here we go. Jordan Gray, it's time to Google.
Oh, that's oh no, before you do, please, before you press it, can I just predict what's going to be there?
Yeah.
Right, 12 pages of Air Jordan Gray sneakers. Let's see if that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
There's one. Right, normally, I'm really pleased. So that's an Air Jordan sneaker. Right, there you go. We start to see them now.
It's about the 7th result is an Air Jordan 4 Retro SE Paris Olympics Smoke Gray, Iron Gray, Cement Gray.
I'm really pleased that I've moved up past sort of 20 pages of sneaker, because that's what it used to be. This is really interesting that, like, you're seeing it, because obviously when I type my name in, as I'm off to do, not an expression, I see it, it's just me, the whole, like, solidly me, and all the good stuff as well. No, that's not true. I do see all, like, the people saying mean things about me as well. But it's like 50-50. Like, when I was on Friday Night Live and I got naked, it was just my whole, it's like my toaster had heard about it. Like, all the devices. There was so much bad stuff on my phone, it had to be outsourced to, like, my smart fridge. And it's like, it's everywhere in my house.
Just pumps the hatred into all the devices.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah, there's a lot. But then nice things as well. People said nice things. As you can see, a lot of Minecraft stuff, because I'm building, as I said, my little town. And
yeah.
I thought I'd augment that with a little zoo. I don't know why it says Minecraft goals. Like, I don't have, like... I've never typed in like goal, what are my goals? Maybe I was building like a football pitch.
I mean, you say I've never typed it in.
Yeah.
Are these suggestions rather than what
you've searched? No, that is what I've typed in, but I don't know why I would have typed in just goals. Like, what are my own goals?
Yeah. What are your Minecraft goals?
Just to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, to sustain happiness with a game that could just go on forever. Right, the Wither, Bedrock Wither killer coordinates. The Wither is a evil boss in... Well, I don't know what his motivations are or moral stance, but he's the big boss in Minecraft.
Are you a Wither apologist? A revisionist, I should say.
There's the Wither! Right, it's this three-headed, weird, snake-like floating demon, but there's a way you can kill it. Oh, this is actual useful information for most people. If you're listening, you can go to certain coordinates in your game where the bedrock, which is the bottom layer of the ground, you dig so far down, there's like a little cage and you can stick him in there and he'll suffocate to death and you can claim his juicy rewards.
Which are?
A wither star that you turn into a beacon. And what it does is shoot a shiny light up in the air, and that is its sole purpose in the game. Doesn't do anything, just looks good.
But you've defeated the wither.
Yeah, you have defeated the wither, and it's a reminder of that defeat of what is essentially a sentient being that you brought into the world to simply suffocate and destroy.
Wow.
Without really knowing anything about it.
And you could go to sleep listening to the wither.
The wither sounds. The wither sounds are awful. It's like that over. It's a proper digital over and over and over again.
That was, I think, the best impression we've had on the podcast. That was incredible.
And that is because I am the wither.
Oh, no!
I'm good at impressions, Will. Have you got any good impressions? You do actually do good impressions.
Yeah, I can do Jordan Peterson a bit.
That's very... Your Jordan Peterson is one of my favourite things. It's so relaxing because he's got quite a relaxing voice, but I don't like Jordan Peterson. But like,
are you trying to bloody sleep? Are you listening to the rain? What is the rain? Jordan, go to sleep.
Right, I'll do my best impression and then you can do Jordan Peterson.
Okay, great.
Wait.
Here we go.
Okay, hi, this is Hollywood actor Jeff Goldblum. Hello, hi. Hi. Oh, well, Jordan Peterson, Mr. Professor Jordan Peterson. Hello, hi.
You played the wizard in the recent Wicked movie. Define wizard.
I did. I suppose I had magical powers in a certain sense. I can't
keep it going.
That's incredible.
It's all right. It's good, isn't it? But yeah. You do have to have a bubble in your throat, and that's not sustainable. And you have to sort of like... Will you do it? Like for Jordan Peterson, is it sort of quite...
It's,
It's kind of like you gotta tighten the hole.
See where I left my hole kind of open all the
time. No, the hole's got to be closed, Jeff.
You gotta let the jazz flow out of you, kind of like out of everybody.
There's no jazz in what Jordan is doing. It's very much an out of time drum beat.
I syncopated talking. Yeah.
Why is HP asking for £10 a month to use my printer?
You tell me, Will. Why on earth is HP? I bought a printer. Yeah. My wife bought a printer on Littlewood, as she's off to do. Is that a phrase that I keep using? She's off to do.
She's off want to do, or she's off like...
As she's want to do.
She off to tens at waft want.
As
yeah.
she waft wants to do.
Waft want?
Yeah, no. She she buys things on Littlewoods all the time and pays 10 times what they're worth over 500 years or whatever. That's like the thing. You can pay more, but you don't have to pay it right now. Yeah? So you pay a markup of like 1,000,000%.
What?
But you pay it over... I don't know why she does it. I'm just like, just buy it.
I've never even heard of it.
Three times more expensive if you pay it over time. You know, like interest on a bank.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So we got the printer home and plugged it in. It's like, great. Now sign up to the subscription. It was like, no, we don't have a subscription. I'm clicking. It's like, why can't we get past? It didn't make that sound. I'm doing that for comical effect. There's just no way to get past the subscription screen. Yeah. So then we looked up and you have to sign up to £10 a month or £9.99. Let's just say that because these specifics don't matter. an amount that's about £10 to use it, and it monitors how many pages you print per day. And if you exceed that, then you have to pay more. The bonus, in massive quotation marks, you can't hear them, but you can see them because the video medium, is that...
And if you could hear them, they'd sound like this.
They would. Or is because they send you ink when they notice that your ink's run out. So they're like, they send you some more. Still have to pay for it. It's like, well, I'd just buy my own. I couldn't use it. It was instantly redundant. Imagine any other piece of technology where you buy it, you're like, and now you have to keep paying to buy it. Imagine if that was like on a heart rate monitor or like a what's the thing that people have? A pacemaker. Imagine if you had to pay a subscription to that. That wouldn't be okay, would it?
No. It would be slightly different, I suppose.
No, it's exactly the same.
Do you think so?
Yes. Yeah. My need to print outweighs your need.
There are a lot of people on the heart transplant list who are trying to print out, and that's the only thing holding them back from getting a new heart. They can't print out the forms.
Do you know how, like, sometimes we're good-natured, nice people, and then we veer into a territory where it's like, I'm going to say something that in isolation would sound really mean and offensive, so I could try to decorate it with all nice things around it. But that's not how the internet works. If I say something mean, it's just going to stick out as a line.
I've said a lot of things in context, jokingly, in this podcast, including like 9/11 was an inside job. But I have said that, and I've said it again.
Again? Yeah. You've reiterated it.
Yeah. Did some transphobia earlier.
Was I here for that? I didn't even notice that. Oh, you did.
Yeah, yeah. Slid it under.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was quite sweet.
Yes. Quite sweet. Yeah, it is funny. You've sort of joined like the printing cartel where you have to just keep paying. It's like the company store. You have to keep paying for the printer, but you already own the printer.
You don't own the printer. But you keep having to pay to use it. And if you run out of pages, you just can't print anymore that day. I like to print scripts. I write TV for a living. I need to print out like a script, and then I might make one mistake on it, and I have to print the whole thing again.
Yeah,
that will probably exceed my page limit for the day.
When I did the read through for your sitcom that I wasn't in, did you have to print out yourself?
So I didn't print it out myself. Mm. I suspect that if they were on a subscription, then they'd have to have words with whoever's in charge, because we would have run out after like two people. Yeah. Your script would have exceeded the... And what a waste, because you weren't even in it.
Yeah.
We printed a script out for you.
I wasn't even in it. I highlighted it all as well, you know?
You what, sorry?
I highlighted the whole thing.
All the stage directions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you like to be in a sitcom that I would do? I'd be honoured.
Yeah, obviously.
I've written this very unusual character. He's sort of like, it was Superman's nemesis, Lex Luthor. Mixelpick, that one. The one that's like really magical and weird. You'll get it up on the screen. He's sort of an omnipotent character. And what he does is he is acutely meta-aware of the stage directions of everyone that's in the show.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, yeah.
And he says them as people, like turn, like my character, who is like the main one, would like turn their head. And then he'd say, Jordan turns her head.
Yeah.
But in sort of a nice way, like a sort of posh way. He might rap it as a political figure.
Jordan turns her head.
Nice, yeah.
Well, great. That counts as an offer, I think. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr.
Mixelpicklick.
What?
He is a very confusing figure. He's sort of all-powerful, more so than Superman. They do this in a lot of superhero or supernatural canon, where the most powerful person is often a sort of goofy little elf-like figure. Do you know, like the Dragon Ball Z cartoons? Remember mm-hmm. those from the 90s?
I do.
And they get bigger and stronger and stronger. And then he's like, oh, his next final form is even bigger. And now his nipples are really big for some reason. but then the more powerful than him is like a weird little impish sort of character. And I think it speaks to, like, at a certain point, physical strength doesn't mean anything. Mm. Mental, spiritual strength is embodied by this weird little man with a little hat that sort of is doing nothing to cover his little balding on the sides.
It's sounding more and more like me the more you describe it, actually.
He just doesn't need it. Take the hat off. He's all powerful, but he's made that decision out of vanity. Just take your hat off. He looks great. This is good. Right, so I'm really into filmmaking now. I've decided I want to be a filmmaker. I don't want to be on camera anymore. Except in the one that... Except it. Thanks, very kind. Oh, thank you.
Except in the
sitcom where you're going to play the floating guy with the little hat. Yeah. You don't have to be him. It's just like that's the essence of the character.
Yeah, that's what I'll bring to whoever I get cast as.
Thank you. I don't want to necessarily do this anymore because it's really hard to maintain... I'm not sure where the cartoon version of me ends and the real version begins. But if I'm behind the camera, then I can just point out things that I find enjoyable. So I'm starting making little films and I want to be a documentary filmmaker. So I was learning about camera composition, but then all the medium nowadays is all in portrait, as I suspect these videos probably will be, because that's how we consume our content. Very good. So that's why I Googled, does it matter? Because I thought maybe the portraitization of a previously landscape medium might render certain artistic institutions redundant. That was a long sentence.
It was a good sentence. Lots of words in it, too.
Thank you.
I think the nature of portrait and the nature of content at the moment means that actually the rules of that stuff are irrelevant and it's just controversy and rage bait and whatever can get people to click on it the fastest.
So you don't think it doesn't necessarily matter what that outrage looks like on screen?
Oh my God, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's just an ad break. And when we come back, we're going to use a diamond pickaxe to dig our way through Jordan Gray's Instagram. Don't go anywhere.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the show described by Glastonbury goers as confusing, not music, and a strange choice to headline. Jordan, what podcast would you choose to headline Glastonbury?
What podcast would I choose to headline? I'm intrigued by this one now, but because I am on it and I'm always clawing for fame.
Transplaining?
My one, you mean? Yeah. Oh, I meant this podcast, episode.
Just this episode. Yeah. We do the whole thing again. We learn it.
Yeah.
I'm in if I can read the stage directions.
How weird would it be to do a project where you're recounting the stage directions of something you've already done?
Whoa.
Yeah, that'd start to get trippy.
Your DVD commentary of Transaction could be me. Or you doing the stage direction. Right, I would probably look at your Instagram and stuff.
Here's what I would say instantly, as you can probably see.
Yeah.
Is a dead split between, not even dead split, it's heavily weighted towards sort of mildly sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting use the word mildly.
Mildly, that's very sexual. That's somebody eating some cream. That looks worse as a still. I don't know what any of these are. I do know that that's a still from, is it the film The Secretary in the top left? I think that's from The Secretary. And baby pigs. I really like little animals. I watch baby animals do anything. And I do mean any juvenile version of any animal. Like a baby wasp, I'm into it. I love a little baby. There's this thing what happened in our evolution, I think it's about 100 million years ago, just pulled that number out of my ass, where... Right, so babies, a human baby is a disgusting and annoying little thing, right?
Agreed.
It's loud and it smells and it's really horrible and it can't survive. Because it can't survive, our brains had to hijack a piece of our, the structure of the brain. What's that? Like the biochemical structure of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant that we needed to quickly find them adorable, otherwise we'd smash them with a rock. Because it was an expedited process, what then happened is our brains hijacked that thing, which is why when you see a tiny can of Coke, or a tiny letterbox, or a tiny phone box, you go, oh, there's nothing adorable about a little cylindrical sort of metal aluminum can. But you do go, oh, that's a baby one. And it's because our brains are kicking into that same... brains are really smart and really stupid at the same time.
Mm.
So that's an old piece of programming from 100 million years ago that the side effect of that now is that we find miniature versions of things adorable. So I'll look at baby wasp and be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any follow-up questions. That's just nice.
I think I asked and answered 12 then for no reason. So yeah, my Instagram's very unnecessarily sexual and full of baby animals. There's another one. People putting things in their mouths. There's always someone putting something in their mouth.
Yeah, we got James Acaster up there.
Yeah, there's often a bit of comedy in there.
Yeah, we got Zooey Deschanel has had enough.
She has.
She has had enough.
You can see from her bangs. She's not immaculate as they usually are. I love Dozo Nation. I think she's good. Unless, again, if she's done something awful, then I take that back. I don't know if anyone's ever done anything awful anymore.
I've done terrible things.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm fully through the door. This is such complicity in all of your actions, me even sitting here.
Yeah, all of them.
I'm into it. And it's usually beautiful actresses and other people doing things. And then baby animals. Look at that baby otter. Is that an otter? I don't even know. I don't even care.
What do you think about the pig actor who played Babe?
The pig that played the character of Babe?
Yeah.
I thought that they did a good job of portraying a pig typecast, yeah. Which is still a problem today. but back then, it wasn't really considered to be as much of an issue. I think the argument... we missed like a massive argument. Like, we're arguing now about whether or not men should play trans women in films, etc. Imagine a similar argument back in the day coming to light about the Babe. It's like, we've got a dog. It's like, that's what the dog has always wanted to do their whole life.
The pig tried to go up for Charlotte's Web, but they said no.
Yeah. As the spider. So I don't want to be typecast again.
I really think I can do this.
Yeah. I thought it was a good portrayal. Did you enjoy Babe?
I did enjoy Babe and Babe 2, Pig in the City.
Is that, I've always thought that was what the first one was called. I think I might have missed an entire movie.
I don't. Do you know what? All I remember is it was pigs in it. You said beautiful actresses and pigs. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you how hot you think Babe was.
As a pig. As an actress. Yeah. Was it a female pig?
I don't see gender. She was pink, so I was like, yeah, probably a woman.
Probably a cow. A sow.
Don't be rude.
5 out of 10. I think that potentially my Instagram suggested results are sort of influencing my innate desire to have sex with a furry. Do you know like what a furry is?
Yeah, I think
that's really cute and in a way, sexy.
Yeah?
Yeah, because look, that's just sexy women and animals. I would like to put this out on record. I don't want to have sex with an animal. I don't really want to have sex with a sexy lady. I want to have sex with someone dressed like a cute animal. Inside, I don't care. Wouldn't it be cool to have sex with someone, but they've got a head of a big rabbit?
I guess it would be cool, yeah.
Yeah? Do you sincerely believe that, or are you placating me?
I think that,
you don't
that's
have to,
the
you
whole
don't
question
have to
about this whole show.
Happy.
No, I've never considered having sex with someone. I don't think I imagine it would be my wife with a rabbit head on.
It doesn't have to be a rabbit. That's the magic of the furry community. What's your favourite animal? Although, to be fair, you maybe don't want to pick your favourite animal because then it might ruin that animal for you forever. What's like an animal that you find a little bit attractive? What could you see? A flamingo? What? Elegant.
That's weird. I was thinking of flamingo.
Were you thinking of flamingo? We're so in sync right now.
We are so in sync.
And we might be the only two people that are in sync. Like, this show makes no sense, but we know it does.
So I always have sex on one leg.
That's a position I didn't see in the Kama Sutra extended edition coming out this year. Imagine having the gall to extend the Kama Sutra. Be like, I've just added a few more.
That'd be the most off-putting thing during sex. Be like, I've got to write this down. No one's ever done this before. I've got to sketch this.
I've got the rabbit head off.
I've got to sketch it.
I've got to sketch this quick.
No, you wouldn't just take a picture. I've got to sketch it. So listen, Jordan.
Yep.
Right. You're a trans woman who's publicly on the internet. So your DMs are probably...
Why would you out me like that in front of the entire...
I'm so sorry.
Nation.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
I did not know you hadn't come out yet. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe this is live as well.
Oh, fuck, man. That is bad stuff.
Oh, no. I hadn't even come to terms with it yet.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no. No.
Oh, that's what these are. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sorry for shouting so much.
We're going to have to do a lot of aftercare in this episode. And we might not be able to release it, just so you know. I'd like to apologise to Jordan Gray. I panicked with the name there. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that. Sorry for outing them. I thought they knew
it.
That's better. Yeah.
Thank you. Jesus. Sorry. Don't ingratiate myself with the furry community. I don't want any of these she's and he's. It's an it. Thank you. Consider me a human lampshade.
Oh dear.
You could play a good serial killer, I reckon. Yeah, I mean that with like genuine sincere love, like real love, because it's hard.
Where did that come from?
You are very smart, and you've got to be proper smart to play a serial killer. Not to be one, to play one.
I think I come across as smart, but I'm a real vibes guy. I don't know stuff.
Yeah, but that's okay. You don't need to know a little bit about loads of things.
Ask me three things, and we'll see how well I do.
What did you think of Babe, Pig in the City, the pig?
I think there was a pig in it, and it was in the city. That's all I remember.
What animal would you like to have sex with? Your wife to dress as.
Peacock. Sex.
Peacock. Right, finally, we get an answer. This is what is a subconscious thing. You just need to say the first answer that comes into your head. Do you approve of transgender people?
I couldn't even. Thinking about it was worse than saying no, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, Can we add an extra few keyframes in there of just how, like that gap, just the tiniest little gap.
Yeah, do you want to edit this in?
that's the video play right at the beginning of the thing.
Do you say trans people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Are you divided on the gender thing?
Well, yeah. If it was trans men, I wouldn't care at all.
Is it all just men? Yeah. Patriarchy.
Hi, mum. Yeah, just... You're busy. Okay, fair enough. Pass?
So unnecessary.
dear.
Well done. Sorry if I'm derailing it, but it's so fun.
What are you talking about?
So I'm derailing it.
This is the best.
Okay,
this
good,
is the best
good.
Thing ever.
All right, then.
Hugh's having a great time. As am I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, it's just that you know I'm having a great time.
It's all through the medium of Hugh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hugh's the only listener we have right now. But then later on, it'll be more.
Yeah, feedback loop. Okay.
So, sorry for outing you.
That's okay, because it had to happen eventually.
Yeah. All I'm thinking of is an anecdote that I know that your granddad came to see your show.
Yeah.
And it was a really affirming experience, and that's all I'm thinking of, that like that he would find out like this.
It's so sweet. My granddad did come to see my show, and he came to see it, and he didn't know I was transgender before it started, because we never really had that conversation. And then I end the show naked, whilst in possessions of a boobs and a penis, which is enough, even if you were not listening. You know there's something gender non-conforming happening there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got up at the end and he hugged me while I was naked, big A, and he like, and he put his walking stick up in the air. And he was like, she's amazing, she's amazing. I was like, oh, he like got it. Yeah. Took him an hour. Like it was a long process to get it, but it was really sweet. And then for the next few days at Edinburgh, I was no longer Jordan Gray. I was just that comedian whose granddad got up and hugged her at the end of a show. It was so lovely.
That's
he died like last week. So what a lovely
fuck.
Yeah, he's a sweet man. What a lovely what's the word?
Tribute
to him. Talk about him groping his granddaughter live on stage. He's a really lovely man, bless him. Oh. I'm going to his memorial on Saturday, and I shall bring this up with the family, that story, because it was a very sweet story.
I know this is like maybe not an okay thing to ask, but if you could get everyone to like and subscribe at that funeral, that would be really good. Like, I just imagine he sounds like a popular dude.
just tuck a little business card in his pocket. At the casket.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave a little stack of them there. Bless him. He'd think this was really funny. So if anyone's worried, he'd think this was really funny.
Great.
And sweet.
Let's look at your DMs.
Okay.
Not your Doc Martens.
Oh, very, very good.
Well,
right, what I'd like to point out is not necessarily here the content of the DM itself. What I've received here is a lovely DM. This is somebody pitching an episode of Transaction to me. I suppose we could read it out.
Do you want me to? Because I'm good at reading stage directions.
You are good.
You can have this pitch for free. Weird stuff.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Why not do our episode of Transaction featuring magic mushrooms? The staff eat three new magic mushroom pizzas as part of a promotion that's gone wrong. Of course, nobody knows that they are magic mushroom pizzas because the writing on them is in a foreign language. Cue alien abduction scenarios as they all trip out without realizing it. Closing scene of the staff staring at the main light, thinking it's a UFO at the end, in much the same way you done the song in the Bye Bye. Oh.
The last episode of the show is called Bye Bye. You wouldn't know that if you'd watched it. But what they've done there, I don't know, not to critique the... It's a perfectly decent critique, a perfectly decent episode idea. It leans a little bit on the whole it was all a dream type thing, because you can get away with anything you want when it's drugs. the reason I've sent you this is because if you scroll down, I don't know how to switch off the automated reply on my Facebook. So every single person that sends me anything, massive 5-page lovely letters of sincerity receives, "Hi, thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate you reaching out. Full stop." That's it. So I get people say, I mean, it works both ways because you get people say like really nice things like this. This person's put loads of time into that and they've just received that and they probably thought, what an asshole. But then also some people would be like, "Oh, get out of women's bathrooms." Hi. They automatically get, "Hi, thank you for contacting us. We've received your message. I appreciate you reaching out."
And they're like, "Bloody us, yeah, us, another pronoun.
More pronouns." I don't know how to switch it off. I don't know if this is maybe something I could put out to your viewers and listeners.
We could just do it right now, probably.
Well, it's because I didn't set it up in the first place.
Oh, do you have access to it?
I have access to my own Facebook, but I don't...
I didn't know if you might have a manager or something.
No, of course. No, it's a very sweet question.
I don't know how much, like how good radio it will make, but I'm sure we can help you change the settings.
I just wish it was something better. Perhaps you could suggest for me, this is better radio. What's a better catch-all?
Sup, motherfuckers! Terrible writing. Use some punctuation next time. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Jordan, this is your aunt. We just want to check that you're coming to grandfather's memorial on Saturday.
Hello, sup, motherfuckers! Perfect.
It's just, it's a weird catch-all because it's deeply impersonal and I could receive lots of lovely messages from people who, for example, like, "I watched this with my transgender niece and now they're really happy about life. Like, well done, keep going." Hi, thanks for reaching out. "I don't give a fuck, really, especially it doesn't mean anything to me." Just seems really weird. Like that one. "I don't know what you're talking about" is not a way to start a conversation with somebody that I don't know what that even means.
Yeah.
That's not a snippet of a conversation. That's the opening comment from someone. In a private message, "I don't know what you're talking about. Hi, thanks for contacting us." Yeah, just in general, right now, the last thing you saw, bless your little cotton socks, if you are suffering from like one of the mental health, like a schizophrenic experience where like your world is the only world that is exhibiting, you might think that I'm only talking to you and you don't know what I'm talking about. I get that in a way. Maybe I'm being too sympathetic, but it's just an odd thing to have to respond to. In a way, I'm glad that my my message just responded with something deeply impersonal.
Yeah, and so out of your persona.
Yeah, it's so not me. If it said like, "All right, thanks for contacting us," I'd be happy with that. It's just not, yeah, that's not me.
We've got another one from Vicky.
Vicky. "So for future reference, if I see you in a supermarket, do I A, lucky catch your eye and hope my smile conveys what I want to say, B, scream, 'Jordan, you sexy bitch, you're fabulous'?" Just to clarify, that's what the mile was supposed to say. I suspect she meant smile. I think she probably saw me in a supermarket.
And it's quite nice that you responded to this one, actually, with, "Hi, thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate you reaching out."
It just seems the only saving grace of it is that it says "we." So they hopefully go, "Oh, this must be an automated thing."
It's so clearly an automated thing. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to switch it off. So every time I reply to anyone, I have to start by apologising for being so deeply impersonal. It sounds like, who is this person? What was her name? Sorry?
Vicky.
Vicky, it seems like Vicky probably saw me in a supermarket. That's what I can gather as somebody who writes stories for a living. The information I've received is that she saw me and was unsure about the interaction that we had. I will say to anyone who does that, come over and say hi, interrupt my day. I'm not doing anything. Ever, and I love hearing your banal life stories. No, Vicky, bless you. Do come and say hi to me next time.
Do it. Do it, Vicky.
What do you do when people come up in the street and start rapping at you as like, sort of Keir Starmer or something?
What I tend to do is say, "Hi, thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate you reaching out." And I didn't mean to say reaching. I really meant to say reaching.
That's okay.
It's only happened once or twice. I got invited on a stag do once.
Okay.
Of
someone that you didn't
know? A random guy who was outside a pub, and I was with all my friends, and I went to lock my bike up. They went into the pub, and then I came to the pub, and then the group of people started saying hello to me. I was like, "You fucked up the timing here," because I won't get any credit. And I said, "We're actually on a stag do. We're going to Paris. Do you want to come?"
Wow.
And not a day goes by that I wish I hadn't said, "Hi, thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate you reaching out." But I didn't go, Jordan. I should have gone.
Go to the, I mean... As you get older, I don't know if we necessarily... On your deathbed, you're not going to wish that you'd gone to that stag do, are you?
No, I don't think so. Because I think that kind of story is funny for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're just on the Eurostar with 10 boys.
Right. Even the telling of that story, you're like, and then you're never going to guess what? I went. And we're like, oh, that's a bit weird. Yeah.
And it was a bit awkward because we didn't know each other.
Awkward for a long time.
Yeah. And they said, oh, I like that video. And that was the end of it.
We watched it once. Yeah. Little sort of a break. Watched it again because what else was there to do?
Yeah.
That was the only point of connection with me.
And then I started playing it again and they were clearly lost interest, but it was the only social crutch I had. Yeah.
I like it when people come up. Somebody come up to me in a supermarket the other day because my sitcom's about me being in a supermarket. And she was like, hell, it's Liv. And she said, what me and my husband do is when we go to a supermarket, we point out people that work there and we say, oh, that's the Liv and that's the Millie and that's the Tom of this supermarket, but you really are the Liv. And I was like, I am the Liv. It was really, really sweet. They were in their 60s as well. That's really nice. Nice demographic because it's a rude show.
It is a rude show.
I mentioned balls lots in it.
Yeah. And when I'm in supermarkets and I read stuff out in there, they go, is that, did you read the stage directions in the read through of that sitcom? I go, thanks for noticing. Yeah, I did. Jordan Gray, what do you think your phone says about you? We've looked at it. We've gone on a couple of tangents, but it's all been based on your phone.
I don't think we've nearly scratched the surface of the potential tangents we could have gone on. But it's very sweet of you to say. I think my phone says, I actually have to work quite hard to even open it. And that says that it is a lot of it is quite superfluous and redundant. I don't need any of that. I think I probably am quite narcissistic because I did Google my own name. And I do. I haven't even really bothered to dig in how to reply to people more personally on my DMs. And all of my suggested things are quite rude, except for the baby pigs, which is my only redeeming quality.
But you did try and make that rude.
To try and make
you tried to make it into furries.
Yeah, I did. I think I'm possibly suffering from a sort of narcissistic deviancy, but I get away with it because I'm quite charming. And maybe adorable, depending on your sort of political leaning. I get away with a lot.
I was going to say, tell us in the comments, but I was like, actually only tell us if the answer's yeah. Actually.
Do it, because it's all engagement. If you don't like me, just let these people know. Not me, I don't want to know about it. I'd like to stay in my bubble, but you could let the podcast know, right?
Yeah.
Comment now, am I really annoying?
And comment now, am I really annoying?
And then comment now. It's a timing thing.
Yeah,
you've got to do it as we say it.
Yeah, do it on the timing and say 30 seconds.
Yeah, like when you get engagement on YouTube videos, they're like, YouTube thinks that you can't subscribe or press. You thinks that you can't like flip your phone before I get to the end. Right, so like now, can you write an insult about either of us within this time frame? Probably can't clear that.
I know, it was a cover.
It's a cover.
It was a cover. Of Countdown.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure going through your phone.
Thank you. That's really kind of you to say. You're really good at this. I think you're really nice and funny.
We always ask a guest who we should get on next.
Oh. Oh, okay.
You pick anyone in the whole wide world.
I'm a big fan of the clown, auteur, performer, Natalie Palamides. I reckon you get Natalie on the show. I reckon she'd do it if she's in the country. I'll give her a message, if you like.
Yeah.
She will receive a very impersonal reply when she responds.
But she might come on.
But I would be glad that she would reach out. Yeah. That is a real sentiment. I'm glad she's reached out. Thank you so much for your message, Natalie. I'll pass that on to the producers. Natalie.
Yes. Do it, Natalie. I love Natalie Palamides. She's very funny. Jordan, that's all we've got time for. You at home, make sure to follow Jordan on social media at all.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can't keep going. The guest just screamed mid thing. Imagine there was an unexplained scream in the fucking outro. Okay, Jordan, you can make whatever noise you want in this one, and I'll just do it anyway. You at home, make sure to follow Jordan on social media at TallDarkFriend. Go to JordanGrayComedy.com to find tour dates. Stream Is It a Bird on Channel 4, and of course, make sure you watch her show, Transaction. And as always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram or at Privacy Settings FUBAR.
Oh, privacy. Don't say privacy like the rest of us.
Well, yeah, it's a big ongoing debate, actually.
Is it?
What would you say?
Privacy.
There you go. Settings? Just settings.
Settings.
FUBAR?
Radio.
Thanks.
Privacy Settings with Will Sebag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.